You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we are joined by Megan, who is the marketing coordinator for Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands. Thanks for being with us today.
And thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here and give you my thoughts and my views on Beaufort.
We always love hearing the new perspectives and everything, so I'm really excited to hear it. I know we have an awesome topic today, which is kind of planning that girls' trip, which everyone, you know, I think should want to do. Like, my mom's already planning a girls' trip for me and her to go out there, so I think this will be the perfect episode for that. But before we get into that, would you mind introducing yourself a little bit and just letting everyone know how long you've been in Beaufort and maybe your favorite thing about being in the community?
Okay, so like you said, my name is Megan, and I work for Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands. I'm their marketing coordinator. I moved here at the beginning of 2019 from California. My husband's in the Marine Corps, and that's what brought us out here.
I was just going to say, that's what brought you out there, huh?
Yeah, and originally I am from Texas, and I never thought I would love a place more than Texas or as much as Texas.
There you go.
And I just absolutely love Beaufort. The scenery is beautiful. The people are as sweet as honey. It is. I just love this place. It feels like home.
That's a great way to describe it. Like, it literally is the most welcoming community ever. Also, I think that's huge. Like, everyone should make note. She said she wouldn't find somewhere that she loved more than Texas. And she likes Beaufort as much as Texas, if not more so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious for me. What part of Texas are you from?
I'm from the San Antonio area, a little small town right above that called Bulverde.
Oh, cool.
So Beaufort kind of reminds me of that little small town feel. It still has a lot of people, but everyone's just so nice and everyone kind of knows each other. Or even if you don't know each other, you're acting like friends right off the bat.
Right. That's awesome. Well, I think that was a really great way to start this conversation. So why don't we go ahead and jump into what we are talking about today, the girls' trip. Do you kind of just want to walk us through the best way to kind of get planning a girls' trip and getting that started?
Okay, well, I say the best, probably a couple places to stay here. If you like downtown, I would highly suggest staying downtown, maybe at like a bed and breakfast, a historic inn. Or if you want to be close to the beach, I really suggest staying either on Harbor Island or Fripp Island. Both places are private communities with vacation rentals, and they have beach access. So
perfect.
That's where I think you should start off with planning your trip and then going from there.
I think that's a great place to start, which I'm just going to throw in a plug for like the bed and breakfasts or the historic inns. They're absolutely beautiful. I haven't ever stayed on the islands, but I'm sure they're amazing as well. But like, I do know for a fact that the historic inns are amazing.
Oh yeah, they're so gorgeous on the inside. And I mean, the vacation rentals on the beach are just, you know, beautiful little beach houses and so super cute and just decorated beach life, all that jazz.
Love it. So that's a great place to start. And then, you know, obviously you have to plan what you're going to do when you're there. So what are some of the main activities or things that people should do, especially if they're like on these girls' trips, whether it's like that girls' weekend or a bachelorette party? Like, what are some of the key features that they need to see while they're there?
Well, I'm a beach girl, so I suggest going to Hunting Island. I mean, that's where you get your sun, your tan in. And
right.
It's fun there because it's a huge beach. There's a lot of places to spread out at. There's a lot of parking. It's not that pricey to get into. There's a nice lighthouse that you can climb for only $2. And it'll give you the best views and the best pictures to take. You can also go past the main entrance, park at the Nature Center, and do a little hike and go to South Beach, which has all the, we call it the Boneyard. It's all the the trees that have been deadened by the salt water.
Okay.
It's just a really cool place to go and look at.
Love it. I know Hunting Island is probably a classic place that everyone must go visit. And, you know, girls' trip and getting a tan and beach, those all kind of go in tandem. So I think that's, yeah, the perfect place. Love it. So after going to the beach, what's the next best place to go or next best thing to do?
If you like the water and you've done the beach, but you still want to be on the water, I should say, I would do a kayak tour. There's dolphin boat tours you can take from the downtown marina. And it gives you a lot of history about Beaufort and Port Royal and who tried to settle here even before Charleston. So that's really cool. That's really nice to do and get on the boat and get on the water. There's also fishing charters if you want to go ahead and go fishing. I suggest going through Bay Street Outfitters located downtown. They're catch and release, but they take you on a very fun experience.
Love it.
And they teach you everything. And there's so much fishing out here because our tides, the tidal rivers will become freshwater at low tide, but during high tide they become saltwater. So you get
so cool
freshwater fishing and saltwater fishing all at the same time. It's crazy here.
Yeah, that's really, really cool to think about because that's one of the few places in the world where that happens. It's not a very common, you know.
Yeah, thing. And you know, I didn't know that until I went on this dolphin tour, and Captain Henry told us all about it. I was like, oh my god, I've never heard about that before.
Captain Henry is a wealth of knowledge. Love talking to him. That's so cool. Yeah, this is something I just learned too. Like, I knew all about the tides and like coming in and out, but I never thought about the fact that it would be like freshwater and then the salt and seawater. That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I jumped off of a boat into the Beaufort River here, it takes you away like a river. The tide difference is absolutely insane.
Right.
You could easily get swept in it. So if you're not a strong swimmer, I don't suggest doing that. Yeah. But it's still a lot of fun.
Like, maybe wait till you're on like a beach for jumping in the water there. But
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I would go in the water at Hunting Island. You'll be fine there. But if you're not a strong swimmer in the Beaufort River.
Right. That's what the kayak is for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The boat tours. Perfect. That's so great. And obviously any girls trip isn't complete with, I mean, the beach, the water is perfect, but you have to do some shopping as well. Like, I think that's just kind of required. So where are some of the best places to get all the goods for Beaufort?
Okay. So I've got a lot of favorite stores downtown. I kind of shop too much.
You know, that's okay. There's some amazing stores down there.
And I know you had Jess on last week.
Right.
But she owns Tabby Shore. That is one of my favorite stores to go to. She always has really cute dresses in there, really cute outfits, like really nice smelling candles.
I know we were talking about the candles last week too, and I was like, those, I just want to smell all of them constantly.
Oh yeah. I bought one of these wooden boat candles. You don't even have to light it for it to smell your house up. It is just, I love her store. She always has great things in there. I would also stop at All of the Above. They have great balsamic vinaigrettes, all flavored, all olive oil flavors, just all these really good ingredients to cook with in there. And then let me see, gotta stop at Scout Southern Market.
I love Scout Southern Market.
They have so many cute things with Beaufort too, just so many.
Yes,
a lot of great decorative pieces for your house. Gotta get a sweet tea float.
Yes, I was just gonna say the sweet tea float. Get that. I got the peach one last time I was there. So good.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I personally like to do half and half tea with the ice cream because sometimes if you use the sweet tea, it's too sweet.
Yeah.
Depending on the flavor of ice cream you get. But it's really refreshing during the summer.
Right, I know. My next one that I want to try is the mint one.
Oh, I haven't tried that one yet, but I've heard great things.
So good. Definitely a good stop there too. I know there's so many cute and iconic little shops. It's so fun.
Yeah. And I mean, every single shop is very unique in its own way. If you have your dog, there's a little doggy shop in the city market called Rustic Pup. They have all sorts of cute, fun things for pets. And then a great gift store is Low Country Stitch. You can take anything in there and they'll stitch it for you for like maybe $15. It's really, really nice. And they can do the most intricate little pieces of artwork too. So it's not just your name or lettering. They do pictures.
Dang, that's impressive.
Yeah, so every little shop downtown is really unique. It's not just all clothing stores or gift souvenir shops. So.
Right. No, I think that was one of my favorite things on walking just downtown was seeing how varied and the variety of different shops that are down there. I feel like it kind of stands out because I, you know, obviously it's always fun to have like one or two little tourist shops mm-hmm. that are very much that. You can get your iconic like keychains or magnets or whatever, but yeah. it's so fun to see the things that really make Beaufort so unique in these different shops, like at Scout's Southern Market and all of the above. Like, my mouth was watering when you were talking about the different like things they have. I was like, ooh, I would love cooking with all of that. So, you know.
Yeah, they take most of my money.
You know, as they should. We love that. Awesome. Well, after a day at the beach and shopping, I think one of the other really key important things is obviously finding great dining options. So I would love to hear your thoughts on the best places to go.
Okay, so my absolute favorite spot in all of Beaufort for like lunch or happy hour is going to be Fish Camp in Port Royal. They're right on the water. You can watch the shrimp boats. The sunsets are beautiful. They have swings on their porch that you could just swing on.
Oh, I love that.
The breeze from the water is always there, and it's so nice because even in the summertime, it's still cool on their patio. And you know, you can get your local oysters. You can also get fried frog legs if you really want to try those.
I have one question: have you ever tried the frog legs?
I have. I love frog legs. They do kind of taste like chicken. They give them to you fried with a little sauce on the side, and it's really, really good.
Nice. I just like wanted to know because growing up, my dad, if you asked what was for dinner, he would literally always say frog legs. And so I've always been very curious how they actually taste because that's just been this fun little thing growing up for me.
I think you should try them. The appetizer, I think they give you about four or five of them. Perfect. And they're good. I suggest trying them at least once in your life.
Cool. I will definitely have to do that. I love it. Okay. We can move on to like some of the nicer, fancier places now, like Saltas. I just had to know about the frog legs.
Well, they also have alligator bites.
Oh my gosh, I need to try that too.
If you like alligator or you want to try alligator, they're fried alligator bites and they give you a remoulade sauce with it. And I love alligator. It is really good. It's not too fishy tasting. It's got a lot of meat on it.
Okay. I just added like three things to my food list to try. Okay, well, two, frog legs and alligator bites. But, you know, I'm sure you're going to keep talking and I'll add a third one. So,
I mean, there's so much food to try in Beaufort. All the seafood is great. They've got some good barbecue here. I mean, if you wanted to go authentic and try some gullah food, that's really nice to try as well.
Gullah food always sounds so good.
Yeah, it's kind of that home, nice, southern comfort food that they cook. It's great.
Right. I know we had gullah grub.
Chef Bill, yeah.
Yeah, Chef Bill from Gullah Grub. And he would just talk about his food. And I had to turn away from the mic so much because my mouth kept watering. I was like, they're going to hear me like salivating on the mic and that's just gross. But like his food just sounds so good.
Well, when you're here, go to his Facebook page because they have just opened back up for lunch.
Oh, perfect.
So they are open again and serving some food and I need to get out there and have some of his cooking because I've been wanting to try it, but COVID has shut them down.
Right.
For the past year and a half, and I'm so,
so happy to hear they're opening up again.
I check out his Facebook page because he'll post more so on his Facebook than the actual Gullah Grub Facebook page. So
that sounds on brand for Chef Bill, honestly. But
yeah,
he is a delight to talk to. So if you get the chance while you're there to talk to him, I would highly recommend that as well.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him. I've talked to his wife, and she's very nice. So
she's so sweet.
Yeah, I need to hit him up too.
Love it. There's so many good places to eat in Beaufort. and Port Royal, like just that whole area. You could probably just spend an entire week eating your way through there, like not even doing anything else, just trying all of the food.
Oh yeah, that and I'm personally, I've lived here for a couple of years and I'm still making my way through each restaurant.
See, there's just so much. I
Yeah.
love it.
In the good restaurants, you just keep wanting to go back, but you got to tell yourself to try the new ones and
Right.
expand your horizons, and you got to show everyone some equal love.
Right. That's always the challenge, though. You like get your favorites, but you're like, but I also want to try this new place. And then sometimes when you actually, get out of your comfort zone, you find a new favorite. And it's awesome, but there's always something nice and comforting about going back to something you know and love, and then there's something adventurous about trying something new.
Yes, exactly. Well, let me go ahead and talk about some dinner options for a girls' trip.
Of course.
If you want to sit downtown on the water, I would highly suggest going to Saltis. Little tip, go early, right when they open, because
Yeah.
if you go around 6:30, 7:30, it's going to be a 2 hour wait. Sadly, they are not taking reservations for parties six or under. So if you have six or more people, they'll take a reservation for you,
That's good
but
to know. They have a beautiful patio, like on the back.
they really do, and everyone wants to sit out there, so it's always hard getting a place to sit out there. I
Right.
always end up eating at the bar and having some of their sushi or seafood, and it's always really, really good. I've never had a bad experience there.
It's beautiful, delicious food. What
Yeah.
more can you want?
But if you want more of a three-course meal with some nice wine, too, I would also check out, it's not on the water, I would check out Black Sheep on Boundary. And
Okay.
they opened right smack dab during COVID. It's only 14 tables in there. They have a great Instagram, and that's how I make my reservations. I DM them through their Instagram. And
Oh, that's so nice.
yeah, you have to make these reservations about 2 weeks in advance.
That makes
And
sense.
yeah, and they have great food, and their menu is always changing. So I think they'll change their menu every 2 weeks.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
so often, but that's cool.
Yeah, and the owner, he's really cool. And I mean, if you just go to their website, you can get a real feel for how the owner is, because he doesn't take anything from anybody. He does what he wants to do, and that is how it's going to be. It's really, really great. But he's really, really nice.
I love it. He's living his best life and doing what he wants to do, but it clearly sounds like it's working out, so.
Yeah, it's just him cooking, and then there's one waitress, and that is it.
Wow,
Yeah.
that is crazy.
But make
That
those
makes.
reservations really far in advance,
Yeah.
because you won't be able to just sit down and eat.
Right. I was like, with that, the 14 tables, that makes sense, but like, that's so cool.
He's become a very popular guy here in Beaufort because his restaurant is just doing so well.
Love it. Note to self, we got to get him on the podcast because I want to learn more about his process.
Yeah, I'll let Daquan know and see if he would like to come out, because and hopefully we can schedule something. He is always so busy. And
It sounds like it with what he's doing, but like that'd be really cool.
yeah, I would follow them on Instagram, then you know what the menu is, and you'll know what's happening with the restaurant, 'cause they'll also do some food truck Fridays for lunch,
Oh,
and they'll
fun.
bring in a bunch of different food truck every week into their parking lot.
That's so cool. I love it. Just super well-rounded over here and a new experience like every couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, there's a lot more to do here in Beaufort than people really think about.
Oh, I agree. I was actually, talking. My mom is like an avid listener of the podcast and she's so looking forward to coming out there, which we're working on planning a trip, but she literally said to me, she's like, I feel like we could spend an entire month there and we wouldn't even do everything. And I was like, you know what? I agree. Like, that's 100% true. There's so much to do. They just from listening to the podcast, and I feel like we're just scratching the surface with every episode, and there's always so much more I'm learning every time, and everyone else is.
Yeah, I mean, you'll do the tourist things, But there's so many things that the locals do that you just don't really know about. Like the beer garden in Port Royal.
Yes.
That's really fun. They're now doing a Thursday yappy hour so people can bring their dogs.
Cute. Oh my gosh, I love that.
And then, of course, like every day on the weekend, they have different food trucks coming in. And every food truck is great that comes to town.
I love that. I know. We had the beer garden on actually like probably a couple months ago. It's been a minute, but it was so fun hearing about that whole thing. So I love hearing how they've kind of expanded it since then, because I don't think the yappy hour was a thing when I last talked to him.
No, I think that just started maybe two or three weeks ago.
Oh, that's so fun. I love hearing these little tidbits of just learning more things from people. And yeah, the beer garden is totally something that I don't think you would know unless like you're local or, you know, you listen to the podcast, because we get into all of the fun little details that I feel like you wouldn't maybe know otherwise. And so I think that's one of the fun things about all of this. Well, I know we're kind of running out of time, but before we end, I just want to get your last thoughts of like how to complete the girls' trip or any like things that people absolutely need to do while they're here. Just your thoughts or even your favorite thing to do.
Oh, that's a hard question.
It's kind of like three questions rolled in one. My apologies, but you know.
No, it's okay. If you're going to be staying downtown in a bed and breakfast, usually they have good little itineraries for you to check out and do. I highly suggest when you book your vacation, just kind of looking into Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands, and just try to figure out and plan ahead of time. Because there are some places like Black Sheep or Saltus mm-hmm. that you just don't know about reservation-wise that will be hard to get into, especially during the summertime, because all of these restaurants are going to be busy. I suggest early dinners.
Yeah.
Maybe get some ice cream afterwards.
Which there are some great ice cream places all throughout. We have, I'm pretty sure, an entire episode where Rob and I ended up talking about ice cream for half of it. So.
Oh, yeah. Some great ice cream places downtown. And then if you are kind of stuck in a rut about what to do, I would just go to the visitor center located in the Arsenal. All the ladies there have been working there for years.
They're all so kind.
Yeah, and they're all so nice, and they know everything about Beaufort. So they can definitely give you some little tidbits and insights of what to do if you're just kind of mentally blocked.
It's true. They have so much information. And honestly, you can spend like a good chunk of time, I feel like, in the Arsenal just talking to them and learning about what they know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They have the history. They have the movie history here kind of just knocked down into their brains.
Right. They've got it down pat. So any direction that you want to go, if you want to know more about the water, the history, food, just anything, they've got you. They can mm-hmm. direct you the right way.
Yes. And then, let's see. I want to say my absolute favorite thing to do is kind of lame. I love to go looking for shark teeth.
That's not lame. I think that's so cool.
I have a little jar at home that's kind of filling up. If you go to the Sands Beach in Port Royal, you can find a whole bunch of shark teeth, like little tiny ones. And you can, every once in a while, I can find like a bigger one. But that's just what I like to do, because that's kind of calming, and just I'll sit in my beach chair and I'll just tan there sometimes, because it's about 2 minutes from my house. And I'll just look down and I'll just find a little shark tooth sitting on the beach.
I love it. Okay. When I'm on the beach, I love looking for like those little things like shells or just cool little things. So I love the shark teeth. I've mm-hmm. never thought of that, but I love it. I'll have to take a look next time I'm down there.
Yeah, and Port Royal, you can park right on the beach. It's great.
Love it.
Compared to it's nothing like Hunting Island. Hunting Island is beautiful. Their beaches are sandy. It's great. But Port Royal, Sands Beach, is great for just sitting out for about an hour.
Hey, everyone, there's different beaches for different things.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of little beaches around here that people don't know about, but they're not the greatest beaches, but I love them.
You know, that's okay. It's got a special place in your heart. So that's what matters. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Megan. This has been a lot of fun. And it was great getting your perspective on Beaufort and your favorite things to do between there and Port Royal and the Sea Islands. I love talking to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me, Natasha. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And you're, at least from my side, you're welcome back anytime. You know, I would love to talk to you again. And thank you, everyone else that has joined us today. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will talk to you next time. Hey, everyone, we just wanted to pop back in real quick to share a little bit of information about the Beaufort International Film Festival. And we have Ron Tucker joining us, who runs it. Thanks for being here. Do you want to just introduce a little bit about the film festival for everyone?
Yes, well, thanks for having me. Number one, the Beaufort International Film Festival is we're approaching our 16th year, coming up in February. The next dates are February 22nd to the 27th. We're gearing up now. We usually start taking entries right after the last film festival, so we've been taking a lot of entries already. We've gotten over 200 so far. But the deadline for submissions is not until December 5th, so there's plenty of time for those unfinished COVID productions to get finished and get submitted. So we're in the process now of taking them. So and we're really looking forward to it.
Awesome. So, Ron, would you mind introducing yourself a little bit and your background?
Sure. My name is Ron Tucker. I am the president of the Beaufort Film Society and a co-founder, co-director of the Beaufort International Film Festival, along with my wife, Rebecca. So it was 1994 that we started our production company called Sandbar Productions, and that eventually evolved in a company called Good to Go Video that really just kept us going, and we've evolved into the film festival, even while we're continuing to produce other programs and. And finally, it worked. I mean, the whole idea of the film festival was to bring filmmakers to Beaufort, and we've done that over 16 years. And then finally, in 2019, my wife and I and the Beaufort Film Society co-produced, along with a filmmaker that discovered Beaufort through the film festival, a major feature film called Stars Fell on Alabama. We feel like we're on a roll now, and hopefully, other filmmakers are wanting to come to town and see what they can do.
Love it. Love to hear that. And I know there's a lot of other film festivals out there. So what sets the Beaufort International Film Festival apart?
Yeah, the fact that there are over 10,000 film festivals in the world, it's really hard to get a film festival to stand out when most people who don't really do a lot of film festivals or go to film festivals. Their first thought is Sundance or Tribeca. Well, there's a lot of smaller film festivals out there, and those are really missed opportunities if the filmmakers don't take advantage of the smaller festival. And Beaufort is one of those smaller festivals. We were much smaller at one time, but pre-COVID year, which was 2020, February 2020, before the world fell apart, we had about 17,000 people attend the festival. The population of the city of Beaufort is only about 14,000 proper, so that's pretty good. And we have people from 39 states and 5 countries. But what sets us apart, I guess, other than the fact that Beaufort is a gem of a place, it's one of the tourist attractions for a lot of people, film or not. But we have this event going in February, so we don't really have a lot of people visiting Beaufort in February. So it's a chance for filmmakers to get away from the cold weather of New York and Canada, and other cold places. And on a good year during our film festival, we pretty much average in the high 60s to the middle 70s in February. So that's great. That's a good way to get away.
That's awesome. Well, I'm sure that everyone's looking forward to another incredible year at the Beaufort International Film Festival. Everyone, be sure to go check it out. It's going to be incredible, and we're always happy to hear from Ron.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with this year's event, and we'll talk to you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.